This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour News update recorded on Thursday, July 30th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. Workers at the largest paper company in Malaysia are continuing their 24-year struggle for union recognition, despite the company's viciously anti-union strategies. 1,400 workers at Sabah Forest Industries, known as SFI, are eligible to join the union. The Sabah Timber Industry Employees Union, the STIEU, says the company has continually fought unionization by appealing government rulings and court decisions, while lobbying for the recognition of an in-house union. Angrit Liao is the general secretary of the STIEU, the Sabah Timber Industry Employees Union. I asked her to describe the tactics the paper company has been using to fight her union.
SFIEU has been denied by the management of SFI 6 years after the Ministry of Human Resource granted the recognition after the union had won the verification process in 2006. The management has been also trying to diminish the presence of the union by taking measures in preventing the recognition, you know, by contesting the ministry regulation of the freedom of association through the union in the workplace. The management keep on rejecting the union right to represent the SFI workers and right to negotiate.
The Malaysian Trades Union Congress, the MTUC, has been helping the Sabah workers face the legal challenges the company keeps coming up with. At the world level, a campaign in support of the workers and their union is being organized by the Building and Woodworkers International, the BWI. The International Labour Organization is reacting to predictions of a long-term unemployment crisis and the rise in precarious, insecure work. The ILO is the UN agency focused on employment issues in the world. It has started a campaign to study the changing nature of work and find solutions. Guy Ryder is the Director General of the ILO. He is the first unionist to head the organization.
Below 25% of working people now work in what we've always thought of as the standard employment situation, full-time permanent contract, one in four people. We're seeing continued expansion of part-time work, of temporary work, contract arrangements. We have a transformation of the nature of employment. And I think that leads us to have to ask some rather important questions about the future of work, the future of the... Yes, it's about earning a living, enabling you to maintain a certain standard of living. But it's also about being a part of society. It's about contributing to society. It's about social integration. It's about a whole series of things which sometimes we dismiss as sort of peripheral or soft issues. And I want to put it to you, given the state of our societies and the way that the evolution of work is impacting on our societies, we need to take these issues seriously and take this new look at them. The second conversation, and it's an absolutely inevitable conversation, is about where the jobs of the future are coming from. We tend to give some rather easy answers to that. We say, well, the green economy has tremendous potential, the care economy has tremendous potential. So it does. But I'm not happy at providing those as sort of magic silver bullet solutions to the future of employment. There's a much more fundamental question to be asked. And that is our global economy as currently arranged and under the control of the policy instruments that we currently use, capable of generating those 40 million jobs a year, 600 million jobs by 2030, that we need if we are seriously to approach this established goal of full employment in the global economy?
And that's it, International Labour News You Can Use. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labour. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.